Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Patsy Peltier. And the last name is spelled P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R, more like Pelletier. Patsy Pelletier. Patsy is P-A-T-S-Y. Place was Winter Village in Frankenmuth. Date was July the 13th, 2022. Staring at this, Pelletier was seen regarding hypertension, osteoarthritis, COPD, etc. She plans on making a trip with her son, and he wanted her checked out to see that she's stable, period. This Pelletier does have suicidal overactivity, but she has stopped her diazepam, period. For the most part, she's dry, but she sleeps very hard at night, doesn't wake up even if she has to urinate, period. Thus, she wears a pad, and it's a bit wet in the morning. Other than that, she denies any dysuria or incontinence in the daytime, and otherwise stable from that standpoint, period. She has been said to have a mild dementia, but she actually was well-oriented today, period. She does know what's going on, period. Her COPD is stable, and currently she's not short of breath at rest, period. She does get exertional dyspnea if she exerts herself, period. Her hypertension is currently controlled, and there's no headache or chest pain or major cardiac symptoms, period. She has gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis, and denies any heartburn except on occasion, period. Her osteoarthritis is not bothering her at the present time, period. She's tolerating simvastatin for lipids without any cramps or other side effects, period. Paragraph review of systems. General, no fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye, no complaints. ENT, she has decreased hearing. Respiratory, no shortness of breath or cough at present. She does get exertional dyspnea. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitation or dizziness. GI, abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding, period. Occasionally has heartburn, does have gastroesophageal reflux disease. She has incontinence mostly at night. No dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she's not too bothered by arthralgias at present. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Paragraph examination. She's not acutely ill or distressed and is adequately nourished. She ambulates with stable gait. Blood pressure 142 or 80, pulse 83, respiratory rate 16, temperature 97.8, oxygen saturation 95%, head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extractables are normal, people didn't want to react. Oral mucosa normal, ears normal, neck has no mass or nose. Lungs were cleared in percussion and auscultation, cardiovascular normal as 1S2, no gallop, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen soft and untender. CNS, cranial is grossly normal, sensation intact. Mental status, she's oriented to the first period. In orientation and time, she got 5 out of 5, period. She knew the date, day, year, month, season, period. In orientation to place, she got 5 out of 5, period. She knew the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. Affect was normal. Skin was unremarkable. Paragraph assessment plan, 1. Ms. Phelps has hypertension, currently controlled. She's now on Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. 2, she has asthma, which is stable at singular, 10 milligrams daily. And she takes Cipacorn, puffs twice a day, period. She has mild dementia and is under Neflazole 5 milligrams nightly. 4, she has osteoarthritis and has available the Fox 25 milligrams every 12 hours if needed, but she does not use it very much, period. Arthritis is not too bothersome now. 6, she has glaucoma and is a continued travoprost drop, 0.004%, one drop in each eye nightly, period. Z the vitamin D supplementation to the previous deficiency period. His mixed type of lipidemia remains on Simvastatin 5 milligrams daily, period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating and the dictation